The World Rock Countdown with George Ross.
Hey, 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 it's the World Rock Countdown. Our first band this week, I had the pleasure of meeting while they were on tour with Pop Evil and Black Label Society. These hard-working lads are embarking on the road with Red for their upcoming tour supporting their newest record. Here's Messer with Make This Life on the World Rock Countdown. Was Messer and Make This Life right here on the World Rock Countdown. You can check them out on the road with Lacey Sturm and Red. We've got so much in store for this upcoming season of the World Rock Countdown. Please check out our Inside the Music podcast with Grandson Project 86 and the most recent one with the busiest guitar player in the industry, Mark Rizzo of Soulfly. He's got a brand new record coming out called Rotation. You don't want to miss this. It's guaranteed to get you stuck in the mosh. If you've been on the worldrockcountdown.com lately, you've noticed that we've just recently interviewed Year of the Locust. Here's a brand new track from them. It's called Sunrise.
I can't believe you didn't kill me. I saw the sunset come back. dress. She might be a hot mess. You know I can't get enough of it. You think I won't go? Until sunrise, no stopping me tonight. You know I'm so sick of all your shit. She won't be wearing a white dress. She might be a hot mess. You know I can't get enough of it. Don't think I won't go.
Some good hard rock all the way from New York City, Year of the Locust and Sunrise there, right here on the World Rock Countdown. This next Canadian group is compared to bands like Yellow Card and Real Friends. Here comes Rival Town with a song called Colder.
We'll be right back.
some good Canadian rock there with Rival Town. That song is called Colder. We'll keep things in Canada right now with a song from a band that praises itself as Canada's next big rock and roll band. It's After the Lounge. This song's called Easy Love. That's Easy Love by a band called After the Lounge right here on the World Rock Countdown. A man in the United States tried suing the police force in his town because they were discriminatory against alcoholics. They were discriminating against him even though he was up for some jail time after his fourth DUI. Where do people actually get the nerve, man? Right now, we travel across the pond for this heavy rock band that reigns from the UK. Check out October Ends with their latest single, From the Inside. Heavy rock there from October Ends. That song's called From the Inside. We'll keep things in the UK. And if you like new wave vibes, like no doubt The Cure and The Cardigans, you'll be absolutely falling in love with Anteros. Now, the name derives from the Greek god of requited love, literally love returned or counter love, and also the punisher of those who scorn love and the advances of others, or the avenger of unrequited love. It's Anteros and Love on the World Rock Countdown.
Baby, stars, mind and body. Give me love.
That's Anteros and Love on the World Rock Countdown. By the way, that description of their band name, Wikipedia. Oh, yeah. Wikipedia, you got so much to offer. I hope you never go under. Let's keep the music feels going right now. Here's a new group who's rising to the top of the indie scene in Scotland. They are called Lucia. This song's called Melted Ice Cream.
What?
Scottish indie rock for you there with Lucia. Melted Ice Cream is that newest track from them. Let's go across the pond once again. That big flight. Oh man, I mean, if you were paddling all that way, you'd be one hell of a hero for me. Gritty punk metal from the USA. Turnstile takes their influences like Queens of the Stone Age and successfully blends them to make their own sound. This is their newest song called Moon on the World Rock Countdown.
Show me someone I want to have.
powerful, gritty punk metal from the USA. Turnstile, feeling the Queens of the Stone Age music feels and influences in that most recent song. It's called Moon. Here's another great band from the California area. They give us the cool ambient feels of the late 80s Ice Cold Works. Remember those guys? It's The Garden. This next track's called No Destination. Check it out. Garden. That song's called No Destination, a great Californian band there. Really gives you that cool ambient feel of the late 80s, eh? And I just mentioned that band called the Icicle Works. If you haven't heard them, you really got to check them out on YouTube. Maybe I'll post a link to my Facebook page and you can click on it there for your convenience. Anyway, thanks so much to everyone who's taken the time out of their day to listen to the World Rock Countdown. Today, or tomorrow or in the past. I mean, we've had such a cool launch and we've come so far. The next step, if you're really into discovering music, just like me, is going to be a subscription-based club. In this club, you'll have access to me to do your presentations, your narration, special services, not those special services, the voice ones, the production ones. And you'll also get some pretty cool news, plus the music, the show, before anyone else has it. You'll have the bands that didn't make the show, the entries, the other discoveries that I've made, and some monthly newsletters mailed to your door with some music. How awesome is that? Now, this next band I really enjoy listening to. If you haven't heard of the Pleasure Heads, give this a try. This one's called Concrete Lips. It's our last song of the show. Enjoy it. Let me know. Drop me a line. Tell me what you want to hear on the World Rock Countdown. What bands do you love that you've discovered on the show? Take care. George Rock signing off.